Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week and tonight. A couple things actually are going on this week. A couple really cool things. A meteor shower called the Lyrid meteor shower and a full moon. But unfortunately, both are happening at almost exactly the same time. The moon is going to be fullest on the night of the 21st. And I want to be clear about this. On the night of the 21st, into the morning of the 22nd, we're going to have a full moon this week. It is not on the 20th. It is not on 420. It is not going to be a green moon, and it's not something that happens only every 420 years. It's going to be a regular full moon. I don't know if you've seen that going around Facebook, but it is totally, totally, totally obviously false and funny. I guess some people are really falling for this. Not going to be a green moon, but we are going to get a full moon on the night of the 21st into the early morning on the 22nd. It's exactly when this Lyrid meteor shower is going to peak. So the meteor shower is going on all week. The meteor shower is like every meteor shower, leftover bits of dust and debris from a comet. This one's from a comet called Thatcher, and every year we cross into this trail of debris, orbiting debris left over by this comet as it boils off material that swings around the sun. This one heads around the sun every 400 and something years. The last time it was here was 1861. The next time it's going to be here is in 2276. But as that comet, the last time it came by, as it shed kind of litter around its orbit, we run into that litter, and we run into it at a combined speed of about 100,000 miles an hour. So little bits of debris vaporize when it hits our atmosphere. We call them meteor shooting stars, and when we run into that stream, it's a meteor shower. We know this. Sometimes we run into unusually thick clumps of this rubble, and which means we get a storm of meteors, more than usual. This year is not going to be one of those storms. It's probably going to be a regular Lyrid meteor shower, kind of a mediocre meteor shower, and most of those are going to be drowned out by that full moon, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't keep your eyes peeled. So on the morning of April 22nd, go out to look at the moon. The moon's going to look fantastic, and midnight to dawn is always the best time to check out meteor shower. It's also going to be when the moon looks fullest, fullest, biggest, brightest. If you've got binoculars or a telescope, craters on the moon look fantastic. It's so bright the filters even help. But head out to check out the moon. Stay for some stray meteors. And for more information about any of this, contact us at the Planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, come and see us in person, because we love seeing you guys here and chatting about space stuff. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center, and we love seeing ex-listeners here, so keep looking up.